one-way ticket to Jahannam for you. You're going straight to hell. There's no two ways about that. So he became very depressed. He killed him also. He said, why must I leave my score at 99? Just do my century finish. It's all evil. Don't go there. That environment is bad for you. Now you go to Nasara, another town. There are pious people. You can make your tawbah there. So we see the company of the pious people. Where his actual fact, that distance was greater. But Allah's mercy, those who know Allah's mercy will know. Allah is in control of everything. Allah made that distance to come nearer. And this distance to go further. When they measured, that distance was near. Or the panel beater say the car is a write-off. But a person who can be right in the depths of, right in the gutters of filth and dirt, by Allah, he will never be a write-off. And not only in the past, till today we are seeing what aspirations he has got. In these times of such iniquity and vice and sin, such people are produced. And these are young. Just now today, one brother who is here, he's present here, he sent his email also, how much they appreciate. They were all in tasawwuf. But what it is, we don't know, unfortunately. So if over this 2 days, try and attend every program, and try and acquaint, at least come to understand what is Khanqah work. Is it important? Is it not important? Everyone will do his part. But we have love for one another. We encourage one another. We support one another. Great goodness will come to the ummah. But if we're going to pull away from one another, that other things are not important, only this is important, that is...
In my very broken way, I will try and present it for my lesson to be revived in all of us, inshallah. Hazrat says so beautifully that in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has addressed us as, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. This is no ordinary. Subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His kindness, without deserving it, Allah ta'ala wants to give us this great gift. And how to get this gift? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu. O people of iman, you are my friends. Allahu Akbar. Hakimul Ummat, Hazrat Munashaf Ali Ta'ala. All the context of this world, if we don't have contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the context of this world cannot help us in any way whatsoever. The real contact we are supposed to be building is with Malikul Mulk, Allah Rabbul Izzat, our creator, our sustainer. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He just enjoys to love Allah. And then we'll understand the reality of this taqwa, that a person fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the sense that Allah, who is so kind, so loving, so beloved, how can a split moment... Those people who are the true servants of Allah, they are the muttaqeen, the pious servants. That is, they are genuinely the true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In their public life, private life, all the time, they have this istihzar, this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. World today, unfortunately, we're working ourselves to the bone. Like our sheikh says, too busy. So busy, we don't even know what we are doing. Imam just makes salam, no time to even read tasbih, no time to make dua, no time to have this connection with. When our hearts get one iota of that light and that spark of love, then we'll realize that real value is the company of the Ahlullah. And then we should take from their hearts and make it part of our life. So the treasures of that we all want to learn these wazifas and make it part of our life also. So one wazifa Hazrat has taught, very valuable and very important, that Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam has mentioned, that whoever reads morning and evening 7 times, Hasbi Allah, what is that will melt you? It'll put you into depression, anxiety. Every second person, his problem is stress related. And what stress? Depression. Depression is actually when we disconnect ourselves from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So to get connected again, so as a practice, today we'll just do it all together as a practice, but we should make firm intention and niyat that inshallah, from today, and when we leave, every day we will read this wazifas, daily and regularly, inshallah. Hasbi Allah, besides morning and evening, 3 times, A'udhu Billahi Samil Alim, Minash Shaitani Rajim. A'udhu Billahi Samil Alim, Minash Shaitani Rajim. And then the last famous ayats of Surah Hashr, which Imam Sahib recited so beautifully in the namaz also, who Allah, wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And look at our elders, what yaqeen they had in the words of Hazrat Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat says in one ijtima, Hazrat Maulana Umar Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali, from the minbar he mentioned that I don't start my Allah. أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم أعوذ بالله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم والله الذي لا إله إلا هو عالم الغيب والشهادة والرحمن الرحيم. Right. How can it compare something that is felt compared to the greatness of Quran Kareem, the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? When we connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His words, and this is also very, very important. Our Shaykh teaches us all the time, sorted out, تَكْفِيكَ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ أَيْ مِنْ كُلِّ شَرٍ. This wazifa will be sufficient for you from everything. In other words, every evil you can think of, nobody's jadu inshallah will affect you. Nobody's jealousy, hatred can affect you. And more child that's born but no life, a still born child. So this niyyah, this consciousness, this istizar is very, very important that we read this wazaif and make niyyah, ya Allah, through the barakat of this wazifas. Give us the following benefit also. So through the barakat of this wazifa, to have your breakfast. But the wife will also say, have a half a cup of tea, have a slice of toast at least.